Welcome to the Trustedpreneur Podcast. I'm David Ritchie.
And I am Madeline Ritchie.
And we are here to help you grow personally and in your business. In this last couple of days, we've been talking a lot about networking. And specifically, we had a small group of new business owners in one of our group sessions. Mm-hmm. And one of the key questions they kept asking us is about networking, because it's important to grow your business. Mm-hmm. But what I have found over time, and I'm not going to say I was an expert either at this. I think it's an evolution to grow. Mm-hmm. But there is a process to networking. There's a purpose to networking. And I think the first thing you have to understand is, what type of networking are you doing? Is it for social reasons? I know that we just said it was for business, but they get it confused, mm-hmm. right? Am I looking to make friends, or am I looking to find people that are like-minded in the business or in business that can help me with my business and I can help them potentially with their business? Mm-hmm. And I think that from there, we look at it is simplistically, what are the things that they should look to do? What the things they shouldn't do? Mm-hmm. And in this show, we hope to bring a few of the don'ts and some of the do's that have helped us grow our business and our network. And one of the things that I will tell you is that when networking is done right, mm-hmm. long-term relationships can be created.
Right.
And those can then become social. Mm-hmm. But you have to know what room you're in. And that's the first thing that I think about is, am I entering the right room? Is the room filled with people that I want to be associated with? Are they in businesses that I want to be associated with? And then, as I said, are the people I want to be associated right. with? Right. And then, can they offer? And it was interesting. We were at a mastermind and Dean was there, right? And he said, it takes him about 90 seconds to figure out if the person he's talking to is worth it. I am not suggesting that we should do it that quickly, because I think, you know, he's at a whole different level. But I think the understanding that you have to make that determination quickly so that you can move on to someone. Because, you know, one of the things that we talk about, and you see this when you go networking.
Right.
You see the person that looks needy. They look like somebody, please help me, right? And they may be able to be helped, but they're also the ones that don't engage.
Right. But there is needy and there's desperation.
Desperation. That's right? Probably a better word, right?
Yeah. So yeah, you don't ever want to walk into a room and look desperate, right? You don't want to be a leech, if you will, right? I mean, you know, everybody's there for the same purpose. We all know what it's for, right? And so, you know, be yourself, be a person that wants to help others. Don't be the one in the room that wants to always be a taker or seizing the moment every single second of the conversation, right? I mean, active listening is a thing. And when we listen actively, we learn a lot from other people. I really love going to those places just to learn whether I want to be there, right?
Right.
Because I can do all the research in the world, and I do when I do want to put myself in certain rooms. I want to know who's there, what is the purpose, what is the process, right? And so those are my three P's. It is purpose, people, and process.
16 years in business, 23 years in marriage, and I never knew she had three P's like that.
Don't I always ask?
No, you do. What? I never really realized that you actually had them, that you could list them. We've never really talked about it.
Do we have to talk about everything?
Yes.
I guess we do.
Yes, we do. We do, guys.
So, you know, be willing to help others, be cognizant into your social media too. That is so important. You know, people look to see if they want to be associated with you, mm-hmm. right? And that is, the context will determine the content, right?
That's awesome.
What are you going to say?
Well, no, I had a thought, but you're finishing off.
Well, no. So, So the, yeah, definitely. The context will determine the content. And if I, and the first thing I do when people ask for a friend request on Facebook, on LinkedIn, the first thing I do is look at their feed. Do I really want to be associated with that person? And it's not that I'm a snob when it comes to that kind of, you know, my circle. It's just that it's important to protect your energy and who you associate with.
I totally agree. And so what I think, and I love that because, see, I'm not a social media person, so I never even think to go and look at their social media. Like, okay.
Yeah. That's important.
But yeah, it's not something that I do.
Yeah.
But what I do when I go into a networking event, and I think this is important because if you're going to the chamber, you're going to a Better Business Bureau event, mm-hmm. you know, that's a different type of business networking.
Yeah.
When you're going to a mastermind or you're going to, you know, one of those,
Roundtables,
or even the larger scale where you have, you know, maybe it's a Tony Robbins or it's can't think of the other guy's name, but you know, Dean and or anybody.
Well, Tony Robbins, for example, that he jams like 3,000, 12,000 people in one room,
right? So you have to understand that that's a different type of room,
yeah.
And unless they're giving you time to truly do it, and then you have to make time. And that's when you really have to be selective and really look through it and say, am I with the right people? Mm-hmm. But if somebody is already filtered, let's just say that it's already a filtered process, like in a mastermind or a roundtable or something along those lines, or maybe a dinner series, right? Mm-hmm. Now you know that they are like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to figure out, and you have to be really quick at this, right? Because one of the things that we teach is know who you are and what you do and be able to get it out in three sentences.
Mm-hmm.
And Don Miller has a great comment about networking as well as just in business. But if somebody kills too many brain cells while you're trying to introduce what you do, they're not listening. They may be physically there, but they are mentally gone.
Creating widgets.
Yeah. And they're out there creating widgets, like I told you earlier, right? They're just trying to come up with the next big thing because you obviously haven't done it. So you need to practice your elevator pitch. And I believe an elevator pitch should be no more than three sentences. Because if you do it right, the next question should be, how do you do that?
Right.
Now you've gained interest. But I think the other thing that people have to be ready for, and you alluded to this, you have to be there to give first.
Yes.
And, you know, the give to receive concept is really important in networking. Mm-hmm. And if you see people always trying to sell, I'm going to tell you right now, unless you're in that type of room and you want to be in that type of room, you're not going to have a mutually beneficial relationship with that person mm-hmm. unless you really go to work and try to do it because they're just trying to sell you.
Yeah.
So one of the things that in the groups that we generally network with is always be ready to listen to someone's big ask. And when they give you their big ask, don't be thinking that I may or may not be able to right then and there. Start listening to them. And then it's, I might be able to help you. I might know someone that could contact, right? Mm-hmm. Because you still need to filter that person.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then when you ask somebody the big ask, you have to be able to ask it in a way that, again, you're getting it out there quickly. It's clear. It's defined. And I think the problem that people have, and I think you said something interesting earlier today, is that people...
I did.
You did. You always do. Is that we need to go to events where it's not just what you do, it's who you are.
Right.
Right? Because that's going to tell me if I want to partner with you in a conversation, right? What, you know, and just tell me a little bit about you, right? And, you know, how did you get where you are? What are you doing? You know, why did you do this, right? Be ready to have a conversation with people mm-hmm. because, again, networking is about building relationships.
Right.
In a previous show, we talked about being influential. Well, networking is part of being influential. Mm-hmm. Networking is listening, hearing them, understanding them, and then identifying you may have someone that they can refer to. And then I think you're right. You have to go through that filtration process. And I think that's critical. And yeah. I think most people go into, well, too many people go into any networking event, sit on the sidelines, go with their friends, which I'm the biggest believer. The best thing to do on a networking event is go by yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, if you need somebody to go with that is to give you confidence, and I understand that, then take someone that does not necessarily work with you. Take right. somebody in a different business, because then, and what you do is you go in, you start talking to each other, and then you go out and divide and conquer, right? Because when you go with a group of people, what are you really doing? Let's take some pictures. Let's have a few drinks. Mm-hmm. Let's have a good time.
And, well, it depends on the group. It depends. Because I have friends that I have four friends that I go and we go and network and we work the room. We divide ourselves. We go look, you know, we go and meet people and we come in. We huddle back again and we introduce each other to those individuals. I mean, that's.
Yeah, but they all have different, have different businesses.
Of course.
Right. So it's not your, see, I think when you go with somebody with the same business, then you tend to stay with that person.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Right. And what you want to do is you want to do exactly what you said. And if that gives you confidence and that gives you a game plan, I think that's amazing, right? Because that's what networking is for. And I mean, you came back from an event that, you know, one of the people you were with introduced you to somebody, you were saying introducing other people.
Oh yeah.
And that's the beauty of networking, because you may not have what that person needs, but you would probably know someone that could.
Correct.
And then the introduction is really critical, right? And we right. can get into that later. But I think that that's what most people they do when they go in. And I think you put it down there somewhere when we were talking about in prep that, you know, be ready to add value.
Yes. Yeah. And no, and do your research, really. You got to do the research. What kind of event is this? Who's going to be there? You know, because there's just a lot of different types of events out there and not everything is meant for you, right?
Right.
You know, the chamber events are great if the chamber is doing their part, which is creating the environment for collaboration.
Absolutely. I agree. I've gone to great chamber events and I've gone to some that, quite frankly, I turned around after a few minutes and said, this isn't the right group for me. And it's not because they're not good people and it's not because they don't run really good businesses.
Yeah.
There is no connectivity.
Right.
And so I think you're absolutely right. And so doing the research on it, understanding what your primary purpose is. And I think that...
One of my P's.
One of your P's, right? And so to set a goal.
Right.
Right. You know, and I think people define success in networking interesting. Mm-hmm. I used to tell people that worked for me when we had to go out and network. I said, I would ask them, what is your goal? And 9 times out of 10, they didn't have one, or maybe 8 out of 10. One out of 10, they probably had something. And I said, well, you need to know why you're going, mm-hmm. right? You need mm-hmm. to know that if nothing else, I'm going to leave with 3 business cards that I have something to follow up with them on. You have to set a stage for yourself mm-hmm. to actually feel like you've been successful. Because if you don't define it, and again, I preach the exit strategy too much in my teachings, but it's knowing what you want to walk out with. Yeah. Then you have a game plan. If you tell yourself, I'm going to have 3 people I'm going to call back and to set coffee with or whatever, then that's a real tangible objective.
Yeah. I have a question for you on that. So what is your timeline when you meet somebody and to have coffee or virtual coffee, whatever that is mm-hmm. these days? What is your timeline? You know, do you send a thank you, a nice meeting you email, let's set up something in the next week or two? Because I'm curious to see what yours is.
Yeah. So first, if I am getting a card or a virtual card or whatever, And the idea is to follow up for a coffee. We've already discussed that we are going to do it,
mm-hmm.
right? There is intent to do it. Do I send a thank you note? Absolutely. An email. I do email and text.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have all of their, depending on what I'm working mm-hmm. or who the person is, I may send them a personal card. But the goal to have the coffee is within the next 24 to 48 hours. That's why I don't look to get 20 cards because, you know, listen, you know, it's like anything. If I do it right away, right. then I have a win,
yeah.
right? And they may say, so I'm scheduling the coffee. It doesn't mean my coffee is less in 24 to 48 hours. It means I'm scheduling the coffee
mm-hmm.
that within that window. If it can happen in that window, even better, because then you know somebody's truly interested. But the more time you give anybody, the easier it becomes to say nothing and not commit.
Well, yeah, right. And because people get busy.
Well, they do.
I say within 7 days, you have to meet with that person.
Yes, I would agree with
because
that.
Because if after the 7 day period is over, you've gone.
Yeah.
They're gone, you're gone. And,
yeah.
and you know, it's kind of hard to bring that back
yeah.
because you didn't do a good job following up.
And that's why I try to preset that coffee,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, okay, let's have coffee. What days work best for you? What times work best for you? You know, it doesn't always have to be coffee. But, you know, to me, coffee is simple.
Yeah.
Coffee, and people don't understand this, and this is why I use this as a technique, is when you say coffee can be 10 minutes. It could be an hour.
If it's 10 minutes, it's bad.
But if it's bad, you're getting out in 10 minutes.
That's
right. So you control time. It doesn't mean you're setting the time for a coffee to be an hour.
Oh, okay.
You just know that it could last. It could last into lunch. It could last into dinner. But when you set the stage for coffee, that's why, like, when I'm doing a sales call, I don't ask for 30 minutes. I don't ask for 45 or an hour. I ask for 20, 15 to 20 minutes. And I remember I had a national sales force, right? And you know this, but they may not. And they would always ask, why would you say 20 minutes? And I said, because 20 minutes isn't a half hour. And they were like, what do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, it's not a meeting. It's 20
mm-hmm.
minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But I always prefaced it. If we're still talking after 20 minutes, it's because you're asking me questions.
Right.
And I'm not going to leave until you have all the answers. So I give them the ability to have a short and I give them the ability to extend.
That's great.
But that's why I always say coffee, because coffee can be really quick.
But what about those people that don't drink coffee?
They can have tea. They can have whatever's in that.
Because I don't drink coffee.
Well, they can have what, but it's still, you can meet somebody at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
You can meet somebody at a restaurant for a coffee. You know, we don't know what's in the wine glass, but we know this. You could have water.
Maybe.
Or something
or
else. But my point
yeah.
is the perspective of a coffee is time short.
Yeah.
So you're respecting that. You're giving both of yourselves the opportunity to leave.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now you have real purpose, right, in your meeting. And so I think that's why I do that. And then we kind of strayed off on networking and now what do you do afterwards? But I think it's
part of the network, right?
Yeah.
It's part of the do's and don'ts, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I have a few do's and don'ts that I want to talk about, which is, again, actively listening to somebody is so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I there's a lot of people that you could tell that they're not listening, right?
Well,
they start looking over your head.
You tell me that all the time when I'm not listening.
Yes,
You're
I do.
Listening.
I can't stand it.
I know.
I just cut it off and I just won't talk. Be genuinely interested in what they have to say,
mm-hmm.
right? That's important. Do not stand on the sidelines. Do be in the middle of the room. That's so important. Be in the act where the action is happening. And be prepared to have a discussion and be able to help somebody. If you're not able to help somebody, it's okay. That's why it's so important to do your due diligence and see if that's the room that you really want to be in. I mean, that for me is so critical, right? Purpose, again, people. What was the other P? Process.
Process. It was process, guys. If you didn't get it, it was process.
My three P's, right? And so, you know.
You know, when people say the three P's, I said people produce profits, but yeah. That's dating myself a lot.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so I gave you do's and don'ts altogether.
I know. Okay. That was awesome.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, guys, I think that networking, it's vital to your business.
Yes.
It's absolutely vital. It's equally as vital to make sure that you're investing the right time and energy to do it. And I will caution, it's not a FOMO moment.
Mm-hmm.
It is a purposeful moment. And
another thing.
There you go. Now we have four P's, Lace.
It's mine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. where was I going? No. So, but it you need to be purposeful. It's not about taking a picture. It's about getting something done. And nothing bothers me more. And I will tell you this, when I've been at networking events and somebody says, I'm going to call you. Now they're asking me.
Mm-hmm.
I get actually upset when they don't call. Because I told them it was okay to call, right? So do your follow-up.
Yeah.
You know, and understand just because you network doesn't mean somebody's going to become a customer right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean this is the start of nurturing a relationship.
Right.
And when you nurture a relationship, you have the opportunity to grow and sustain longevity with them in a mutually beneficial way. That's the keys, in my opinion, is, you know, go, absolutely. But remember, it's okay to go to a social business networking event. Just have a purpose for it. If you're just going to have a few drinks with your buddies, that's fine.
That's the type of network.
It is, absolutely.
Right? And if you have time to do that, you could do that. You know, one thing also that I've learned over the years is spend the money on the VIP room. That, you know what? You don't ever want to be the smartest person in the room. You always want to be learning. And when you buy in it, there's nothing wrong with this. It's better when you're starting to network. If a general ticket, admission ticket is good for you, go for it, right? Because you're going to be in a room with people that might know a little bit more than you, and you're still going to learn, right? But once you're elevating yourself as a networker, right, you want to be in the rooms that the knowledge is in, the connections are in. That's such a powerful thing. And some people are just, the first thing that they do, they go for that general admission ticket and not willing to spend money on themselves.
Yeah.
To elevate their game, but yet they want to be elevated. So you can get elevated in general admission.
Yeah, and that's a great point, and especially in the masterminds or the roundtables and those types of settings. It does. It you know, the massive macro look is one thing, but when you whittle it down
mm-hmm.
to people that are investing into being into the right room, you're probably going to get a great deal more value. But in general networking, they don't always have the VIP.
Right.
However, there usually is a list of sponsors, a list of people that you can identify or find that are the real players in that room. And to your point about the researching, you if it's a networking event, there's a coordinator. And if there's a coordinator, there's a phone number. And if there's a phone number, call it. Right?
Or email it.
Or email, right?
Whatever
just
works.
Ask the question. Ask if it's, you know, listen, this is what I do. This is what I'm looking to accomplish. Is this the right room for me? If they tell you yes, and it's not the right room, well, then you have a right to go back and talk to them about that. But most people understand why you're going. And I think that's really important. So, you know, today's show is just about explaining some do's, some don'ts about networking, some things that we do when we go, and what we try to accomplish. And then literally, I can't stress this enough. Set a goal, attain your goal, and then follow up.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way. Otherwise, it was just a waste of time. And time, as Madeline will always tell me, is...
Yeah, you got to be savage with your time.
And it, yeah.
It's money.
It's money.
Everybody knows that.
It's time is money. Yeah. And especially as an entrepreneur, it's really, what could you have done to make money instead of that? So with that, we wish you well. Thank you. If you want to have, reach out to us. You can reach us at trustedpreneurs.com. Fill in the information request. Also, we'll have a lot of more content coming out. And so if you like this content, please subscribe. If you really like it, please add a review. If you know someone that would like this content, please refer us. Nothing is more important to us than those referrals, and we appreciate you. Thank you for your time, and we will see you next time.
Adios.